Welcome to Indie Can Radio. We are going to be talking to Jerome Godbout, who has a brand new record out. We're going to be talking to a brand new band. Well, not brand new band, but Young Guns, the Johnnies. We're going to celebrate some of their CD release party. 2010 is going to be a banner year for great new music. Put it in your budget. You got to buy some new music. And we're going to kick off with Colorado. Here's a band that Indie Can has known for I don't know how many years, when we met them in a van outside the Silver Dollar with their demo in a baggie. But now that they're on Arts and Crafts, here's what they've done with this great song. Enjoy Colorado.
You go. gentlemen, just kisses. Double rock and roll, just go.
Get a good.
For some of you, what is that new and unusual sound? And for some of you, it seems so familiar. That is the Cowboy Junkies, their 2010 recording, Renmin Park, inspired largely from a trip to China. And some of the recordings for the album were actually done in China. Cowboy Junkies are a great story of a band that started out indie, ended up getting signed to a major, loves being free and clear of record contracts again, and they're back on their original indie label, which is their own label, Latent Recordings. Here's what Margot Timmons has to say about this new recording. One of the things we've done that has never changed is we've always made music the way it felt good to us. We never wondered, how will this be received, or is this what's happening? We've changed as musicians, but we never change our attitude and approach. The music has continued to satisfy all of us. That's why we're still together. Great record. We'll see where it goes, but it's deep and fabulous music. Before that, another great record, John Cohen Experimental. Tough to pick a song from that. I really look forward to John getting to Toronto so we can talk a little bit more about this album. But my God, there's just a set of really well-written music. And we started off with Colorado, who, you know, Indie Ken and Colorado go back a long, long ways, as I suggested. Okay, so deep thoughts, deep songs. We're going to kick off the set with something that doesn't leave too much to the imagination. We've got the Johnnies on deck from our backstage conversation with them at Aboriginal History Month at Dundas Square. Indie Ken had the thrill of hosting a day of dance and music and celebration, and the Johnnies were part of that. And there's some other great artists that will be part of that as well, some very, very new, and we look forward to bringing more of that to you. Jerome Godbout has a brand new record out called Rooting Out My Devils, and we're going to be talking to him. What a delight it is to talk to this guy. And when you're in Toronto, you got to get to the Delta Chelsea on a Thursday night and see this guy perform. Some of you know him from way, way back. Anyway, won't be stealing any of that thunder. But we're kicking off with a new record. I tried a couple of times to see the CD release party for Ginger St. James and the Grinders. The day they were having their CD release party in the Cadillac Lounge in Toronto, I was in the bar in Hamilton because of the Hamilton Spring Music Festival. That they would be performing their CD release party there the very next day. So this is from the album Spank, Sparkle, and Growl. Again, not too much left to your imagination in this song, but you're going to enjoy it. It is called Boom Boom Room.
Hit the spot, let's go, go, go to my boom, boom room. Yeah, yeah, so we can ooh, ooh, ooh. Whoa, whoa, oh. Baby, when I'm through, tell ya what I'll do. Count to ten, start again. I can't stop loving you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. my hips. Keep you smiling while you're crying from the shivering fits. Drop your drawers, hit the floor. I'm begging for more in my boom. Again, honey, don't be shy, don't be scared, don't be coy. Gonna give you something you're gonna enjoy. Don't need anything, just you and me. A whole bunch of loving. One, two, three.
Johnny of the Johnnies.
And this is Veronica Johnny, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
It's Aboriginal History Month, the first ever. It used to be a day, now it's a month. You're playing Dundas Square. Iggy Pop is going to be here less than a month from now. How does it feel to be part of this?
Very, very honored and very excited.
A total thrill to be here. A celebration like this is long overdue, and we're happy to be doing it at Yonge and Dundas, taking over the heart of Canada's biggest city.
You got a new CD out, right? How long's it been out?
It's been out for about 5 minutes.
Wow!
Yeah!
Red hot!
Yeah, you got one of the very first copies. This is also our CD release.
Oh, fantastic.
And the new CD is called Louder, Faster, More Fun, and we sure hope it is.
Louder, Faster, More Fun. Okay, pick a song from Louder, Faster, More Fun, and we're going to play it for the world.
Well, for all you people suffering in the big cities of Canada and crappy tenements and lousy apartments, we got Bedbug Banquet.
Ooh, bedbug!
Yeah!
Thanks for all the advice on bedbugs. Lavender, right? They don't like lavender?
That's right. Lavender, bedbugs do not like lavender. So wash yourself in lavender and put lovely lavender around and save those chemicals for something else.
Okay, let's rock, Johnnies.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Woo!
Get on that bike and get some exercise.
No drug in the world will make you feel so high. You gotta ride, ride with pride. Live, baby, it's dignified. Ride your bike and you'll feel alright for sure. Come on. Bike and ride. Get on that bike, oh, get some exercise. On a sunny day along the riverside.
This is Jerome Godbout, and we're listening to Indie Can Radio.
You've been at this for a while. How old were you when you got started? Was the Phantoms your first band?
Yeah, I was in a basement band called Northrop Frye, after the literary critic. And then I started the Phantoms with Joe Tool and Big Ben Richardson, who now plays with Gordy Johnson. They live in Texas. Yep. They're called Grady.
Yeah.
And we started the band, and right away a guy, Joe Freed from the Hotel Isabella, started hiring us, and then he told Kenny Sprackman at the Horseshoe about us.
Yeah.
And once those two places hired us, then all of a sudden everybody was hiring us. And it's been no looking back since then. I was 24, and I'm almost 48 this summer.
Yeah.
I'm 47 right now, and I just feel, you know, I still feel like young, skinny, full of energy, and I want to say something, you know, what life is like for me. I love to express that.
Now, we were talking about that yesterday. You just find that the songwriting experience is altered. I mean, songs are just pouring out of you. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, and I let the band smash them up too. You know, I bring them in as starting points. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll have my lyrics done and melody, and I'll even let the band change keys on me, you know. And several times they'll land in a place and they'll say, "Jerome, we like the way you sound in E rather than the key of C." And all of a sudden I got this Johnny Cash sound, which I never would have put into the song.
Yeah.
And then they're playing it a completely different way, and we really, like, we'll really jam songs out. We'll play them about four times and throw different things in, whatever yeah. comes up spontaneously between us. And then usually we always got a great track out of those, you know, four tries. We'll just grab the one that feels like it has the magic. So at that point, the song I wrote hardly resembles itself, other than the emotional, you know, spiritual content, the meaning.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you always recorded live off the floor as a style?
Yeah, pretty much, except for the Phantoms. We recorded, like, you know, bass and then drums and, you know, stuff like that. But what I'm really interested in is that interaction between the musicians. I've been playing with Eric Shankman from the Spin Doctors, mm-hmm. and the way he plays guitar is he's kind of got these stabs, and so the holes in the music are in places where they aren't with any other guitar player I play with. Now, those are my holes to fill. So he completely changes what I play when I play with him.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, we're really sounding original, and I didn't write any of that into the music. That's just because of the interaction between him and me that creates that in the moment.
You know? Now, you've got a regular residency at the Delta. Yeah. On a Thursday night, people can come and see you play. On the Delta, and you assemble a band, almost a different band every night, although there are some characters that keep repeating. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, again, a jambalaya, you know, a good meal. Like in New Orleans, you get some shrimp, or there's a pig that's being slaughtered, you throw that in, whatever vegetables and collards are around. And it's like my favorite meal. It's a little bit of everything. So in June, I got Jack DeKaiser, who just won the Juno. He's in June 3rd. On the 10th, I got Steve Strongman and Lance Anderson, who have never been paired up together. That's a great guitar player, singer, and an organ player that does instrumentals on organ, like jazzy stuff. So we'll put them together, see what happens. Danny Brooks with Alec Fraser, who just won Bass Player of the Year at the Maple Blues Awards, and Eric Shankman from the Spin Doctors. Danny met Eric once when he was playing with me and says, "I want him when you hire me."
Yeah.
So that's how that happened. And then on the 24th, very few people agree with me and one guy I met at the Silver Dollar last night. He goes, "Sean Kellerman is the greatest guitar player, like, in Canada that we've ever heard. He is, nobody even knows his name, so I'm going to say it. I've got him on the 24th of June. He's unbelievably creative and inventive at blues guitar.
Right.
He plays on my new album as well. And so he'll be my guest at the end of June. So it's, it's like a different band every week.
You talked about the thrill of introducing sort of young people to old music, right? Mm-hmm. They go, "Wow, that's really cool." And you go, "Well, that's kind of a shuffle lick. I mean, that goes back a long way."
Yeah.
Talk about that a bit.
Well, it's so funny, too, because sometimes, like one time we were doing a song from the 1700s. This was with Broken Joe. This was a bluegrass gig. And, man, the old people, they were moving because they recognized it, right?
Yeah.
Like, most of that music's, you know, from the, you know, 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
This one song, and the kids, I can't believe it. They just were so into it, and they love shuffle, swing. I mean, these grooves have lasted because people's bodies respond well to them. I mean, you can just groove and do all sorts of fun things with them, right? So to see these kids dancing to a song that, you know, in the case of the 1700s one, it was a murder ballad, too. So it was about a guy, like, supposed to take his wife away on a horse, and he ends up throwing her in the river, and then he says, "Yes, it was me," and they, you know, he goes to the gallows. You know what? They don't teach that in school, but that's what kids are interested in. Those heavy-duty dramas of life. They're like, "This is the best story ever."
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too scary for them. It doesn't make them have nightmares. It makes them get life, like, "Oh, you don't want to do that, or else this will happen," you know? Like, so, you know, it's a music that we play is mature music, but kids love it if their parents will let them.
Now, how is being a parent, has it really changed you as an artist, or are those two different things?
No, it's completely related in my life. I've been known to put my kid on the cover of one CD. I always write songs about my family. Maybe it's because I'm, you know, triple sign of cancer or something. But my baby was born a month and a week ago, about 38 days now. And it's totally made this album. This album wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for her, because first of all, her mom asked me to make the CD before the baby was born, so all of a sudden I had a project I didn't know I had. It's like before I had the baby, I was standing next to a river writing about the river, but it was a few feet away. Now I'm in the river.
Right.
Like, you know, life is like flowing through my house. We got garden projects going on, you know, like we got the baby going on, and it's just, it's like being in life. And so it's really easy to write songs these days. Like, even though I don't have near the time I had in the Phantoms to write a song before, yeah, it used to take me weeks. Mm-hmm. Now, like, if I have 15 minutes to myself, I can write a song easily, and it'll be just as good as the one that used to take a week.
For those who would know, I won't call them the good old days, just the old Phantom days, what are the songs on this new album? You've got 13 songs, and some of them are, you've redone some Phantom songs. What are they?
Yeah, one of them is a real springtime song. It's a didactic song. That means you're telling people what to do, and yeah, unless you're Bob Marley, that's a writing style should be avoided.
Yeah, but he's don't bitch and don't preach are the two,
yeah,
roles,
yeah,
the song,
yeah, right? He says get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Well, it's pretty hard to argue with that. And I say get on your bike and ride, so argue with me if you want, but I beat the streetcar here all the way from Roncesvalles on my bike just now. So I tell people what to do in that song. That's an old Phantom song, and it needed to be redone because we used to do it so fast back then. We were like punk
almost
rock
like
blues, right?
Song, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Now it's just like riding.
Yeah.
And it's got that, like, now that we're older, we can actually sound more like the guys that we learned from, you know, the big bands and that kind of swing era, mm-hmm, stuff. Sounds authentic to me. And I redid another one called Tonight I Bleed Again, because that's, I would say, the more I grow, the more I realize my primary dramas, the primary things I... Mm-hmm. was without as a young child, and that are still working themselves out of my system. So I think that's what they call soul, you know. And
yeah,
they say James Brown's got soul. Well, good for him, he's found his pain. And
yeah,
in that song I've definitely put a finger on a,
yeah,
on a touchy spot, and all it means to me is that I've got energy to sing that every night for years until I don't have to sing it anymore, until,
yeah,
I'm at peace with that feeling, right? So it's a source of energy, you know. It's kind of negative energy healing itself and becoming known, right? So that's Tonight I Bleed Again. And then a more comical song I sing for my supper, a little,
yeah,
autobiography. And
yeah, that it is very autobiographical.
That one I wrote in more of a country style, and the band completely changed it into a more of a Bo Diddley kind of feel.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So again, I told them, you know, you've been playing bass for 40 years. You've been playing drums. Tell me how it goes for,
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
When you hear these lyrics, what does the music sound like?
Yeah.
And they give
and
it to
start
me
from there. For
sure. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what makes collaboration great.
Yeah.
So I hope that's sort of created a thrill and an interest in listeners to get into the CD. Let's close with one of your new pieces, something that might sort of represent your new attitude towards life. Pick a song for us.
Well, Choo Choo, I would say, because it's a baby song. It's
okay.
Based on the great book by Dr. Seuss, Hop on Pop.
Yeah, I think Dr. Seuss was singly responsible for rap emerging the way it did.
Could be.
That music is in a syncopation that we're all very familiar with.
Yeah.
Whether it's Rob Zombie or Eminem.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that Cat in the Hat kind of feel to it.
Yeah, yeah. So Choo Choo definitely inspired by Dr. Seuss and my own existence.
Right on, Jerome. Thanks for sharing some time with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're my little choo-choo, yes, you're my little choo-choo. I got my eye on you, you're my little choo-choo.
What?
Wake me up in the morning, you wake me up in the morning. Good thing you're so adoring. Oh, you're my little choo-choo. What? Eat a bowl of oatmeal, drink a cup of chamomile, take a ride on the wagon wheel. Oh, you're my little choo-choo. Yeah, you're my little choo-choo. Yeah, you're my little choo-choo. I got my eye on you, you. Oh, you're my little choo-choo. Hey! Jumping on my bed now, please stop jumping on my bed now. It's a rock in my head now. Oh, you're my little choo-choo. Yes, you're my little choo-choo. Uh-huh, you're my little choo-choo. I've got my eye on you, you. Oh, you're my little choo-choo. Yes, ho! You're my little choo-choo. I've got my eye on you, you. Oh, you're my little choo-choo. I've got my eye on you, you. Yeah, you're my little choo-choo.
Hey there, this is Big Ben from Grady. You're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Thank you. Sing to me and watch my heart break. Don't think of me as just a mistake. Summer's moving quickly and the sun most days don't show. Creeping through the night with the chosen few souls you know. Be with me as our souls take. Lean on tempt fate. Driving past a house where I grew up very slow. Dreaming of the nights on bikes coming from the show.
Do you know this band? This is The Wilderness of Manitoba. Not from Manitoba, but that seems to be a trend in this decade for bands to name themselves after provinces that most of the band members aren't from. You know, keeps us on our toes, I suppose. Do you know where I first saw this band? They were playing in a church, opening for Martha and the Muffins. And I think we played them last week, and I'm hoping they're going to take their show on the road. This is another great record. This particular song we just heard was actually recorded in a church in the Timothy Eaton Memorial Church in Toronto. Spooky. The Cowboy Junkies recorded the Trinity Sessions, I think, in a church. Maybe it was the same place. Wish I had theme music for that. Anyway, Wilderness of Manitoba, great record, and it was a tough pick in a song, just to, you know, show you one. Before that, Grady, because of the Jerome reference, Ben, Grady's bass player, used to play with Jerome and the Phantoms, and how about that interview with Jerome? Isn't he just the greatest? And the Johnnies, they were so excited. CD release party. You know, the crowd demanded an encore from them. Afterwards, they were signing CDs and selling shirts and, you know, making new friends. And it was a great, great time. Let's see. And Jerome and I were talking about a lot of things pertaining to music, you know, before that interview started and after. We were talking about songs and the rules of songs. And one of the places I learned the rules of songs, I was telling him later, was from Ralph Murphy, who teaches songwriting. He uses an expression, when you're not the lead dog, the view never changes, which I told the story to Jerome that I challenged Ralph that, you know, I asked him, have you used that as a title for a song? And he said, no. And I said, well, you got 2 weeks. If you don't, I will. And if I got time at the end of the show, Jerome, I will share with you Lead Dog. I'm going to play A Great Big Sea. A Great Big Sea, wow. You know, this song, this band, they are now the official bridesmaids of the Junos. April Wine was nominated in their career 11 times for a Juno and never won. But they were inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame at the 2010 Juno. So Karis saw the ill of their ways and made up for it. Great Big Sea has been nominated 10 times, almost as many. The problem is, if you're from a small label, and you know, going back over the last 20, 30 years or so, you didn't have the bulk voting to sort of get you as an artist over the top in Juno voting. That's just how it worked out sometimes. So the beginning of this Great Big Sea song might even sound a little bit about, you know, their feelings about the Junos and the Juno Award. I don't think it is, but you be the judge. Okay, great. Here we go.
A brother can be difficult, a blessing and a curse. But living life without one is something far worse. Together in fraternity, a sentence set for life, laced with petty rivalries and ready for a fight. When nothing's ever left unsaid, the battle lines are drawn, promises are broken, attack again at dawn. Weapons drawn and ready, and who will fire first? Hands strong and steady, hit exactly where it hurts. But you never leave a love so rare. You never leave a love so long. Remember that the life we share is nothing but a song. You put on a happy face for everybody new, but the closest to your heart so rarely get the best of you. A moment's contradiction and the bickering's begun. Daughters after mothers and fathers on a son. But you never leave a love so rare. You never leave a love so long. Remember that the life we share. Remember that the life we share is nothing but a song.
Not the lead dog, the view never changes. Life's a crowded room, On today's show, visit IndieCan.com.